Random House Audio presents Crime of Privilege by Walter Walker. Read for you by Stephen Hoy. Palm Beach, March 1996. 1. Almost everyone had heard of the family's mansion on Ocean Boulevard, but very few had been there. A large part of the reason I had agreed to go to Florida to spend my spring break with McFetridge was simply to get inside. We were staying at his parents' place down the road in Del Rey, but every night we were invited to a party or a gathering somewhere, and this was the crowning event. Cocktails at the iconic Spanish Revival House on the beach, where it was promised the senator himself would be present. I would speak to him as a guest of a guest in his house. "Senator, yes, George Beckett here. I admire your work on..." What did I admire his work on? Any liberal cause, I suppose. I was 22 and filled with grandiose ideas. And then I was there, in his house, surrounded by people wearing silk and linen for a supposedly informal gathering where everyone acted as though it was normal for men in white jackets to park your car and women in black pinafores to serve champagne in crystal flutes carried on silver trays. And I had no opportunity to say anything more than, "Hello, Senator. Thank you for having me." I had entered in McFetridge's wake, and we had been greeted by several family members who were not so much stationed in the foyer as conversing in its vicinity. I stood to the side while McFetridge went about kissing women's cheeks and shaking men's hands. McFetridge seemed to know everyone. He knew them from a sailing race he did each May between Hyannisport and Nantucket.